St. John 10. I've had this on me for a little while. Now, Jesus is speaking here. How many's got a Bible with a red letter edition? Jesus' words. All right. St. John 10. And if I could title this today, Finding and Doing the Will of God from the Heart. Finding the will of God and doing it from the heart. How many wants to be in God's perfect will?
Amen.
To be right where He wants you to be. His perfect will.
Be to God.
I want to do what pleases God, to be where He wants me to be. To be what He wants me to be. Jesus said, John 10 and 1, verily, verily, when you see those words, it means for sure, truly, truly. For sure, truly, truly. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a what?
Thief.
A thief and a robber. How many can tell me today who the door is to heaven? Jesus is. He's the door. But he that entereth in by Jesus, by the door, is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Listen. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they what? They know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, if you'll skip on over there, let's look at verse 7 or verse 14. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. They know me, and I know them. Now let's look over at verse 27. My sheep, what? Hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. All right, you may be seated. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. Lord, listen close. If you're born again and you're God's sheep, if you're born again, you are God's sheep.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're His. You belong to Him. You've been bought with a price. His Spirit lives inside of your heart if you're born again.
Right.
To be born again is to be born from above. It's a heavenly birth. It's a spiritual birth. We all were shaped in iniquity and in sin. Our mother conceived us. And you all were born in sin. What happens to little children, you know, if they go out, some sickness or a tragedy happens, little children go out, they'll automatically go to heaven. They have no sense, no conscience of right or wrong.
Right.
But there is a time in our life, in an age of accountability, where you get old enough that you realize you can discern what's right, what's wrong.
Amen.
And you realize that God's real, heaven's real, that Jesus died for your sins. And you know that. And you realize that sin is in your life. You have a propensity to do wrong or lie or things that you do that you know that is not right. There's a connection there. You know that you ain't right inside. And that's the reason we need a new birth. We need that spirit man on the inside to be changed. And when you're changed and when the Spirit of Christ comes inside of your heart, He takes out the old and He puts in the brand new. The sin problem's gone. Hallelujah, the heart. Jesus takes residence inside of your heart. And you know that you belong to Him. You feel the witness. Every man that hath this witness knows that he's saved. And knows that he's born again. His spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons and daughters of Almighty God. How many can say, I know I have felt His spirit. I know that Jesus is real. I know the Holy Ghost is genuine. I know that He lives in my heart. I know that I'm different. I know that I've been changed. I don't act the same. I don't go the same places because there's a new nature inside of me. Jesus now lives in my heart.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
If you're saved, then Jesus, your shepherd, will lead you. Mm-hmm. And He will guide you. Listen now. You must listen to His voice. His sheep know His voice. They hear His voice. They know it. How can I follow if He don't call me?
Come on.
I must know His will. I must hear His voice.
Right.
I must hear Him and know what He wants me to do. How He's leading me. Oh, Lord. We can't follow unless we let Him lead. And as long as He leads us, we can follow. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many knows His way leads up? His way leads out of this old world, and it leads to glory. Praise God. I got a better place to go to. How many can say, I'm on my way home and to heaven. Heaven will soon be my home. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus is leading me. Now listen. I wrote all this morning. I told Mary, I said, sometimes like I already had it all studied out and everything. And I told her, I said, I'm going to write a springboard for this message. And 3 pages later, here I am. I preach it before I get here. I do. I live it. I preach it. I walk it through my house. I walk through my house. God feeds it. And I run back and get my pen. I'll write a few more lines. Listen, the shepherd knows where to lead his flock.
That's right.
He knows where to lead them.
That's right.
How many's going to follow him?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I know this way's right.
Lord.
I know that it's real. I know it's a good way. I didn't have this when I was a sinner, but I sure got something that's better than what the world's got. We praise the Lord. Listen, He knows where the green pastures are. My shepherd does. It's Him that leads them, leads His flock there to feed them and to nourish them. The shepherd knows when we are thirsty and we need a drink. He knows where the clean, clear, pure water is that'll quench our thirst, the thirst of our soul. Listen, it's the shepherd that leads us there to those waters to drink. The shepherd knows how and when to refresh our soul and the soul of his sheep. No wonder David of old said, He restoreth my soul. How many can say, there have been times in my life, Brother Tommy, I need the Lord's touch to restore the joy back in my heart and back in my life. To restore me, Lord, to renew me. Hallelujah. I want to feel this, dear Lord, down in my soul.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So,
bless him, Jesus.
The shepherd not only guides his sheep, but he guards his sheep. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, there have been a lot of times in my life, over 48 and a half years, that I've needed my Lord to rise up and fight my battles. How many's ever had mental battles?
Amen.
Physical battles?
Amen.
Come on. And I've needed my Lord to rise and fight the battles that I could not fight and bring victory to my soul. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So He guards us. I know this is elementary. Praise the Lord. He's the shepherd of the sheepfold. Mm-hmm. How many's glad you're in the fold?
Amen.
I ain't the only sheep in this church.
That's Come on.
I ain't the only sheep in God's pasture.
That's right.
Well, glory to God. God's got a lot of sheep. He's got a lot of lambs all over this world, and I'm glad that I'm one of them. Hallelujah. I'm in the sheepfold. How many's glad that he came out looking for you when you were lost, and he brought you, laid you across his shoulders, and brought you into the fold, and saved you, and now you can find pastures, hallelujah, to feed him.
Praise God. Woo. Blessed Lord.
He's the shepherd of the whole sheepfold.
That's right.
God's got a lot of children. Mm-hmm. He's the leader, Brother George, and the keeper of the flock. Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
The shepherd knows where all the dangers are.
That's right.
He knows where the lions, the bears, and the wolves are. Listen.
Right.
The shepherd watches for and guards his sheep. The Lord never slumbers. He never sleeps. Come on. His eyes are up on his people. The shepherd knows where all the rock cliffs are, and he directs his flock away from the rocky ledges. I want to tell you here today, the Lord don't want you falling. He don't want you stumbling and going down. The Lord sees every danger and every pitfall and every snare out in front of us. That's the reason the shepherd goes before us. He leads us, and he makes sure the path is straight for us, that we won't fall off and we don't go down a dangerous cliff somewhere. How many can say, I know that he'll lead me in a right way and he'll keep me. Praise be to the Lord. I don't have to worry about falling and going over a rocky cliff. My shepherd, I've got my hand in his hand, and he'll lead me, and he'll keep me from falling. Oh, raise your little head and praise him. He's the keeping power of his flock. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God.
Notice, before the shepherd leads his flock out, he goes before them over the field and digs up and pulls up all the poisonous weeds that harm and kill sheep.
That's right.
That's a real shepherd.
Real shepherd.
Philip Keller, I've read several of his books. He was a sheep man by trade. That was his trade in Africa. His dad raised sheep. Hundreds and hundreds of sheep. He came over, Philip Keller did, and he got a piece of land up in the northern part of the Rockies, somewhere close to Canada. He had thousands of sheep. If you ever read that book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, it's one of the most beautiful read that you could ever read about a shepherd and about his care for the sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Philip Keller wrote, and he had that book, and he said, a shepherd like that, if he buys a piece of land, he wants to get in the business of raising a flock, raising sheep. He goes into that land and he clears the land. Now sheep will eat. I mean, they'll eat the grass right down to the dust. That's the reason he has to lead them from one pasture to another. He'll lead them on this side for a month. He'll lead them over here and let the grass grow up. But that shepherd gets a piece of land, a new piece of land. He wants to raise his flock. He goes through that land and he searches it like a fine-tooth comb. And when he finds there are certain poisonous weeds that will kill sheep, when they eat it, they don't know that it's dangerous. They don't know that it's poison. But this man, by his intellect, knows how to raise sheep. And he goes through until he spies out and finds all the poisonous weeds that look like grass. And he digs them up and pulls them up. And he loads them on his wagon and he takes and dumps them. He don't want his sheep to be poisoned. poison, by those poisonous weeds. That's what a good shepherd will do. He'll go before you and he'll look for dangers. Hey, Lord, his eye scans out over the horizon and he looks for the lion, the wolves, and the bears, and he protects his flock and he will not let anything hurt his sheep. How many's glad we got a good shepherd today? He'll show us the right way to keep us away from the things that'll harm us. He wants us healthy inside of our heart. He wants us to eat that which is good. He wants us to drink of the cool, clear, pure, clean waters of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you what, God will feed you. It'll make you strong. Hallelujah. He'll make you an overcomer. Hallelujah. Over the world and over the flesh and over the devil. He'll give you water to drink that'll nourish your soul. I'm telling you, the shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep.
Amen.
You're right.
That's a good shepherd.
Sure. Good shepherd knows.
Bible says, to him the porter openeth. I thought, Lord, what is porter here? And the shepherd, the porter openeth, and the shepherd comes in to the Lord. Read that. A porter is a gatekeeper, a gate warden. The porter here in this scripture in John 10 is a picture of the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus rose from the dead and he went back to the right hand of the Father, he said, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another comforter, the Spirit of truth. He'll abide with you forever. He'll teach you. He'll lead you into all righteousness. Glory to God. So what's the porter do? He comes down from heaven. He walks up to the door of man's heart. He walks up. He's the gatekeeper. And hallelujah, he'll open that door. He'll knock on that door. The Holy Spirit is what convicts you. I said, it's the Holy Ghost. It comes, that unseen one. And he deals with the sinner. And he knocks upon the sinner's heart's door. And when that sinner says, yes, I know that I'm wrong, and I know that I need to be saved. And oh, that door opens, and in comes the shepherd. Raise your hand and say, I'm glad for the day or the night that I opened the door. The porter knocked on my door, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, let me in, and I'll sup with you. I'll have communion with you. I'm glad in 1974, I opened up this door wide open, and I said, good shepherd, my Jesus, come in out of my heart. I want to be one of yours. I want to be a child of God. I'm telling you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, I came into my heart. Give him a praise of the house.
Praise God.
He's the porter.
He's the porter.
He's the porter. You ever failed him? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
How many have you ever felt your need? I need something, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I need you. I need you. I need help in my heart.
Bless you, Lord.
I see my need, Lord. I need help. I need help. I need strength. I need overcoming power. I want to be one of yours, Lord. I want to know for a fact and a surety, Lord, that I'm saved.
And come on.
Oh, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Listen, every individual sheep and every lamb is important to the shepherd, and he does not want to lose a one of him.
That's right.
If you ever think you're not worthy, you're a nobody, you ain't important, you're too weak, you just ain't worth much. If you ever had the thought to come through your mind, who am I? Who am I? I want you to know here today that you are very, very, very important to Jesus.
Amen.
You're more important to him than you could ever realize that you are. You're so important to him. If he was the only one living in this world, Jesus would have still went to the cross and died for one person. One person.
Yes.
Kyle, you're important to him. He wants you saved and he wants you safe. Will you listen to him?
Amen.
Will you let him guide you? Come on, Lord, guide me.
Glory.
Lead me, Lord, I'll follow you. So, every one of us are important to him. He does not want to lose one sheep.
That's right.
No! Jesus don't want to lose one of you. No matter how weak, no matter how unlearned you are, Jesus, the shepherd, cares about you and he cares about your welfare. He cares about your eternity and your future. But I said all of that of above to say this. You must listen to the shepherd. You got to follow him. You got to stay close enough to hear and to obey his voice. Jesus doesn't want a one of us to stray or wander away from him. The evil, dangerous world outside of those doors back there is filled with spiritually poisonous weeds that look good to the eyes, but they are very deadly. Outside those doors, there's all kind of temptations and sin and ungodliness. But can you say, I'm glad that I'm in the fold? I'm glad that I'm one of his sheep and I know the shepherd.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So I believe I'm going to stay with the shepherd.
Stay with the shepherd.
Stay with the shepherd. Old wolf comes around. Oh!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Jesus. My Lord, I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I want to tell you here today, there's a lot of voices in this world, but there's only one real good, true voice, and that's my Jesus. Hallelujah. His voice is the best one of all. Well, glory, give him a wave offering in the house. The wolves are howling. The lions are on the prey. Hallelujah. The bears are prowling. But they can't have me. My shepherd. You know, back then in Bible days, they would build the walls, the corrals for their sheep and lay stone up like this in a great big perimeter. And no matter how many hundred sheep, they'd have a big fence line, a wall of stone so high, and they'd leave one gap right here like this. And back in the Bible days, when that old shepherd gave a call to come down from the mountain and to come into the corral for the night, he'd give a certain call with his voice and a certain whistle, and they would hear the voice of their shepherd, and he would go before them and walk into that doorway of that corral. And wouldn't it be a beautiful sight to see those sheep, hallelujah, wool of white in a single file, coming into that doorway, into that crowd, to be saved. And the shepherd, when the stars came out, the old shepherd would not go to sleep. He would lay down in the entrance of that door as if to say, wolf, if you get any of them, or a lion or pair, you'll have to come across the shepherd. You'll have to step over me, but you won't do it. Raise your head. I'm glad we got a guard and a keeper. Hallelujah, that'll keep his sheep.
Praise God. Jesus.
Man, oh man. Boy, oh boy. Well, glory to God. Saw my computer, I don't know, it's been months ago. I was looking at sheep and I was looking at their shepherds. There's three different shepherds, and each one of those shepherds had, I don't know, a multitude of sheep. I guess at least 100 apiece. At least that from what I looked at. So they was proving something. So they all let their sheep out of the corral and led them up the mountain, and it looked like that mountain had snow on it. That's how many sheep was there. Now this shepherd over here, they was three shepherds. He was over here and he had his own corral. This shepherd over here had his own corral. And I'm talking about a distance, a great distance. And this shepherd way over here, he had his. Now notice, one of those shepherds gave a whistle and hollered, "Hey, sheep!" And out of that multitude of fleets as white as snow, you could see those sheep going like this, in the multitude. I watched it in my own eyes, and they'd go back and forth like this. They push this sheep out. He's calling me. All of them. That's our shepherd calling. Did you hear that? No, if they could talk. Hey, Joe, did you hear that? That's our shepherd. Oh, Lord. And you could see those bodies of those sheep mingling like this right here. And all of that man's sheep, they didn't go to the other corrals. They went over here to the one that was hollered for them. That's the way Jesus is. I'm telling you, in the midst of a corrupt, dark, evil world, I'm glad I know his voice. Oh, praise him, church, praise him. Jesus is a calling me. I said he's a calling me. Thank God. Scoot out of the way. Just get out of my way, world. I'm going to the altar. He's a calling me. Here I am. Hallelujah. He got all of them in his crowd. There was two folds left up there on the hillside.
Yeah.
I watched it. They didn't use dogs either. I see it.
Come on, bro.
Other shepherd over there. Hey, my sheep, my sheep. And here it went, buddy. I mean, sheep bodies going everywhere. Right in the middle of that. And sheep was saying, get out of my way. It's my shepherd calling. I'm going. And Sunday, they all made their way to that shepherd right there. And then the last shepherd called, and they come off of the hill and came to him. I'm glad that in a world that we live in, we can be sensitive to enough to the Lord to hear when he calls for us, that we'll hear his voice and come to him. I feel the Lord. Jesus, raise your hand. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, I feel your presence. Jesus, I feel your touch. Lord, let us know the right from the wrong, Lord. The right way from the wrong way. Show us the best things, Jesus, and lead our souls. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Outside our doors back there, there's many temptations, pitfalls, and hidden snares. And here, in the Lord's house, he's blessed us, and he has set over us a pastor, a shepherd, a leader with a shepherd's heart. Would we listen?
Come on.
Will we listen to direct us? Direct me, Jesus.
Blessed be.
Give me your word, Lord, and direct me. In the way that's right and righteousness, Lord, and true holiness, direct my soul, Lord.
Jesus.
Outside the doors, the lions prowl, the wolves pace, looking for stragglers, bears search for the unsuspecting. God has given us a warning in this dark hour. The Lord, our shepherd, is calling. Listen, children, if we ever need to know his voice, we need to know his voice now. Talk to me, Lord, and deal with my heart. Show me, Lord, your way, your way. Let this be your prayer today, would you, from your heart. Lord, would you lead me?
Lead me, Lord.
Bring me.
Bring me.
And put me where you want me.
Glory,
yeah.
Glory, glory.
That's best for my soul. I want your will, Lord, in my life.
Yeah.
Lord. Put me where the Spirit of God is. Draw me, Lord, to the place where truth, the truth of your word and commandments are taught.
Yeah.
And preached. Bring me there. Dear Jesus, teach me.
Teach me.
Guide me, Lord. I want to be blessed. I want to prosper. Dear God, I want it to be well with me and I want it to be well with my family. I want your presence and your Holy Spirit, for it's in your presence that I have peace and I find your favor. It's where your presence is that I get my strength and my guidance. It's in the sheepfold with my shepherd that I am taught and I am led and I am fed. Hallelujah. It's near you, Jesus, where I can hear your voice, that I'm kept safe from harm. When I follow you, Lord, and obey, I will be safe from the powers of hell and the power of the enemy. My heart is to serve you, Jesus, and make heaven my home. How many can say, I want with all of my heart heaven to be my home?
Amen.
Glory to God.
I don't want to miss it.
Thank you, Lord.
You're right.
I don't want to be led astray. I don't want to be led away from God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I've made up my mind. This world, its lies, its lusts, and its evil cannot have me. I made it up. They cannot control me, and they will not destroy me, because I'm going to listen and I'm going to follow my shepherd.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I'm here today to declare unto you, if you have a sincere heart and you want the truth, God will, by His Spirit, direct you and He'll lead you where He wants you.
Amen.
Yes, He will.
In His will, divine will. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, He will guide you into all truth. He'll reprove you of sin. If you're doing wrong, He'll reprove you. He'll correct you. He'll convict you, make you feel bad. Even if you start to do wrong.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen. He'll say, no, you shouldn't do that. Listen. He'll reveal God's holiness and righteousness to you. The Holy Ghost will.
Yes.
He will judge you and correct you when you're wrong. He will warn you of things to come.
Yeah.
Just how important are you to God? He does not want to lose a one of you.
Amen.
Not a one of you. You're here today by God's divine ordination and will. God led you here. He led us all here. He's brought us here for a purpose.
Amen.
To this place.
Right.
To hear His word. And to learn of Him. Listen now.
Blessed be God.
He don't want you missing it. Jesus don't want you missing it. Pay attention to Him. He's got you right where He wants you to deal with you.
Yeah.
Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul?
Lose his own soul.
God cried out to His Old Testament people through the prophet Isaiah and said in Isaiah 1:19, if ye be willing, I want a willing heart.
Man.
Brother Jason, I didn't get here overnight.
No.
These 48 and a half years I've learned. The things to do and not do.
Yeah.
I've carried scrapes, bruises. I've got in briar thickets. Not literal ones. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I've stumbled. I have fallen. At times I got away from the Lord.
Come on.
Not that I wanted to in my heart.
That's right.
Come on. And you pay these consequences when you get away from the fold.
Right.
There's danger. Come on, listen.
Right.
There's dangers.
Yep.
The farther you get away from the shepherd.
Yes, there is.
And the word of God, you get in dangerous territory. You don't know the evil that's just waiting to entangle you and to get you in the briars that you cannot get out of it.
Yes.
They say some shepherds will wrap bales around their sheep's neck. And as long as they're on the move, the shepherd knows where they are. He can hear the bales are ringing. He would take, it was by Butler Doolins back then, he would stand at the corral and he would tap each sheep on the head right here.
Yeah.
And he would count them as he come in the corral. 1, 2, 3, da, 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 da. 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Where's the other? I've got a sheep missing. He counted them. I've got one missing. You know what he does? Jesus said that good shepherd leaves the 90 and the 9 in the fold, and he goes out into the mountains and searches for that sheep until, say until with me, until he findeth it.
Amen. Glory.
Yes. Man, I feel him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel him all over me.
God's got a veil around your neck. Jesus does spiritually.
Come on.
And he'll go through those valleys, and he'll go through the round the ridges, and he'll look over and he listens for the veil. You know what that veil represents? As long as that sheep's a moving, it's not giving up, it wants help, it'll move its head like this, and he'll ring the bell. Ring, 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 ring. Did you know our prayers? The rings, the bells of heaven?
That's right.
Come on. Jesus knows when you're hurting. He knows when you're cold. He knows when you've drifted. He knows when you need help. Pray to him. Holler to him and say, Lord, I don't want to lose out. Raise your hand. I don't want to get away from God and the shepherd and the word of God. I want the shepherd.
Amen.
I need the shepherd.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And that shepherd climbs over the rocky cliffs, and he gets that sheep and lays it across his shoulder, and he brings it back home, and he says, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that have went astray, and I brought it safe to the fold. I want to be saved. I want to be safe in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
I had a complete, I'm serious. I had a complete different message right here, about 8 pages of it. And when I got up this morning, Kevin and Stacy, I just started writing up all this. Man, I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I preached it in my study. When I was crying, I was wiping tears. I went in there and said, oh, Mary. Oh, baby. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Praise you, Lord. God, I love you, Jesus. I love you today. I love you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends and even his enemies. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God loves us. As I close, Deuteronomy 4:40. God's word to his people in the Old Testament. He said, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes, my statutes, and my commandments which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. I don't know about you, but I believe everybody in this house could say, I want it to be well with my soul. I want it to be well. I want to have a blessed future. I want God's favor. I want to prosper in Him. Hallelujah. If you ever get in a place that you're in a quandary, wondering which way to go, the truth will always lead you the right way. God's word will always lead you in the path of righteousness. The Bible said, thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. How many can say, I'm glad he'll tell me when to turn. He'll tell me which way to go. I give him a hand clap in the house.
Amen. Wasn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad we got a good shepherd. He'll teach us the right way, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank God.
To make the world go round. Make it on your own.